Art thou pale for weariness of climbing heaven and gazing on the earth, wandering companionless among the stars that have a different birth, and ever changing like a joyless eye that finds no object worth its constancy?
This is your community radio station, 88.3 Southern FM.
Welcome to The Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. And that snatch of poetry we heard was To the Moon. It was read by Alice Barclay and written by Percy Bysshe Shelley. And, well, you'll find out as we go on to the show why we played some moon music, moon poetry. So on tonight's show, the sorry history of Russian unmanned lunar landing attempts. This is The Space Show. Coming up shortly, we'll be talking about the Russian moon mission.
88.3 Southern FM.
Close up the casement, draw the blind, shut out that stealing moon. She wears too much the guise she wore before our lutes were strewn. With years deep dust and names reread, on a white stone were hewn. Step not forth on a dew-dashed lawn to view the lady's chair. Immense Orion's glittering form, the less and greater bear. Stay in to such sights we were drawn when faded ones were fair. Brush not the bough for midnight scents that come forth lingeringly, and wake the same sweet sentiments they breathed to you and me, when living seemed a laugh and love all it was said to be. Within the common lamp-lit room, prison my eyes and thought. Let dingy details crudely loom, mechanic speech be wrought. Too fragrant was life's early bloom, too tart the fruit it brought.
That was Shut Out the Moon. It was written by Thomas Hardy and read by Ben Kelly of the United Kingdom. Well, hopes were high last week that, following a successful launch, Russia's Luna 25 would be the world's first to land in the southern region of the moon. Note the southern region of the moon, not the South Pole, as many media outlets have incorrectly reported. Well, this dispatch from Roscosmos, which came in on Saturday.
Roscosmos, Saturday. The Luna 25 spacecraft continues to fly in a circular orbit of an artificial satellite of the moon. During the flight, several switching on of scientific equipment was carried out. Analyzing their data, specialists obtained the following results. In the energy spectrum of gamma rays, the Adrin LR neutron and gamma ray spectrometer recorded the most intense lines of chemical elements of the lunar soil. For the first time in the orbit of the moon, the Ares L ion energy mass analyzer was turned on, designed to study the near-surface ion exosphere in the subpolar region of the moon. The obtained data made it possible to choose the optimal operating mode of the device on the lunar surface for measuring the energy spectra of particles in the energy range from 10 electron volts to 3000 electron volts. The PML device, designed to detect microparticles levitating near the surface of the moon and to determine the parameters of the surrounding plasma, registered the event of a micrometeorite impact. Most likely, this micrometeorite belongs to the Perseid meteor shower, which the Luna 25 spacecraft managed to successfully cross during its flight to the moon. According to the results of processing two frames of the moon imagery, made on August 17 by the landing cameras of the STS-L system, specialists have been linked to a digital elevation model. This technology will allow in the future to significantly improve the accuracy of knowledge of the orbit of the spacecraft.
Well, that was Saturday. On Sunday, the news was not so rosy.
Roscosmos, Sunday, in accordance with the flight program of the automatic station, Luna 25, on August 19, it was planned to issue an impulse to form its pre-landing elliptical orbit. at about 14:57 Moscow time, communication with the automatic station was interrupted. The measures taken on August 19 and 20 to search for Luna 25 and get in touch with it did not yield any results. According to the results of the preliminary analysis, due to the deviation of the actual pulse parameters from the calculated ones, the automatic station switched to an off-design orbit and ceased to exist as a result of a collision with the lunar surface. A specially formed interdepartmental commission will deal with the issues of clarifying the reasons for the loss of Luna 25.
Now, Luna 25 was not the first craft from Russia or the Soviet Union to fail to land softly on the moon. The first attempt came in January of 1963. Counting last week's Luna 25, there have been 28 Soviet or Russian missions launched with the intention of soft landing on the moon. Of these, 8 failed to reach Earth orbit, 4 reached Earth orbit but failed to head off towards the moon, 2 missed the moon altogether, 6 impacted destructively, 1 landed but fell over on touchdown, and 7 were successful. The first success was Luna 9 in January of 1966. Luna 5 was the first of the intended soft landers to actually reach the moon. Here is how the mission was reported by Radio Moscow, the BBC, Radio Japan, and the New Zealand Broadcasting Corporation.
Scientists at the British Radio Telescope Station at Jodrell Bank are trying to pick up signals from the latest Russian moon rocket launched yesterday. The Russians have not said whether the rocket, described as an automatic space station, is intended to land on the moon or circle it. There is speculation that its aim may be to take close-up pictures of the moon's surface, something the Americans have already done, or to land instruments which could send back information.
Scientists at the British Radio Telescope Station at Jodrell Bank have picked up signals from the latest Russian moon rocket, launched 2 days ago. The Russians say they've corrected the rocket's course, but they've still not said what it is intended to do when it gets near the moon.
The Soviet automatic moon probe Lunik 5, launched on Sunday, continues its moonward flight successfully. At 2 a.m. this morning, Moscow time, it was 160,000 miles away from the Earth. The probe, which weighs about a ton and a half, carries scientific instruments. Last night, in accordance with the flight program, its trajectory was corrected. This involved automatic altitude control with respect to the sun and moon, following which an engine aboard the probe was switched on to alter the trajectory of its flight. There is stable radio communication with the probe.
This news broadcast comes to you from the BBC. The Russians have announced that they are attempting a soft landing on the moon, a landing with the minimum of impact, that if possible, their spacecraft, which is now on its way to the moon, will remain undamaged. The unmanned craft, Luna 5, is due to land in the region of the Sea of Clouds later today. It's then expected to send back to Earth information which, correspondents say, will be used in future attempts to land men on the moon. The Russian news agency says Luna 5 is now more than three quarters of the way there, with all systems working to order.
The moon probe will usually reach the moon in a few weeks at about 10:15 Moscow time or 8:15 British summer time. The probe is expected to make a soft landing in an area known as the Sea of Clouds. The purpose of the experiment is to perfect the elements of a soft landing system. The probe called the Moon 5 was launched on Sunday.
Monitored by NHK, Home of Radio Japan, this morning, as said, in a Soviet moon rocket, Luna 5, they made a soft landing on the Sea of Clouds of the moon at 18:45 hours, Greenwich Mean Time, on Wednesday. And that is the end of the matter from Radio Japan's newsroom.
Russian scientists have announced their unmanned space capsule hit the moon on schedule, but indications are it failed to make the first soft landing on the lunar surface. The director of Britain's Jodrell Bank Radio Observatory, Sir Bernard Lovell, says he suspects the retro rockets in the capsule failed to fire. The retro rockets were meant to slow down the capsule so that it could land softly on the moon without breaking up.
The Soviet news agency CAS reports that the Soviet unmanned space rocket Luna 5 has reached to the moon and the area of the Sea of Clouds. The CAS said the rocket hit the moon at 19:10 hours GMT on Wednesday. In announcing this, the Soviet news agency indicated that the moon rocket had not made the soft landing anticipated. The report added that during the flight and during the approach to the moon, a large volume of information necessary for the further development of the soft landing system was received.
Russia's unmanned space capsule has apparently failed to make its expected soft landing on the moon. The capsule, Luna 5, hit the moon 5 minutes ahead of schedule, and it's this fact which has led observers to believe the retro rocket braking system may have failed. They also say that if a soft landing had been successful, the official Russian news agency TASS would have said so immediately. So far, all TASS has said is that Luna 5 landed in the center of its largest area, the target area, the Sea of Clouds. It adds that during the flight and approach to the moon, a great deal of information was obtained which is necessary for a system for soft landing.
Half-hour program from Radio Moscow. We continue with the news.
The Soviet automatic station, Lunik 5, today reached the moon. It came down tonight in the region of the Sea of Clouds, shortly after 10 p.m. Moscow time. The moon probe was launched last Sunday.
You've just heard the news.
Observers in Moscow say that Russia is likely to attempt a new soft landing on the moon with an unmanned space capsule in the fairly near future. The first attempt with Luna 5 failed. A brief official announcement in Russia said that Luna 5 reached the surface of the moon, but the announcement gave no indication how it did so. It added that the capsule sent back information needed for the further elaboration of a system for soft landing on the moon's surface.
In that compilation of radio reports on the ill-fated mission of Luna 5, you heard mention of the radio telescope at Jodrell Bank, England. Stuart Atkinson is an English astronomer who remembers visiting Cheshire as a child.
Jodrell Bank by Stuart Atkinson, posted on 2012, April 23rd. Suddenly it all came back to me. How standing in its shadow for the first time, all those years before, had been frightening. I remembered looking up at it, stunned, shielding my eyes from the sun with a shaking hand and thinking, "You're kidding me." It looked like a fairground ride, ripped by giant's hands from the sands of Blackpool's pleasure beach and dropped onto the leafy Cheshire countryside, prudishly stripped of all its garish lights before being allowed to scan the sky. "Does it shoot death rays, Dad?" I heard a passing kid ask, yanking me back to today, and I thought to myself, "Yeah, it should." For silhouetted against the angry grey sky, slashes and splashes of bright blue shining through gaps in its framework of bone-grey metal beams and girders, it was a 70s James Bond villain's dream weapon, something designed to fire beams of energy, not cock an ear to the universe in search of meager amounts of it. Then it started to move, with icy, end-of-April winds whistling through its skeletal scaffolding. The great machine began to turn. Slowly at first, then faster, greased wheels clanking like a WW1 tank coming to life, it began a slow motion sweep, hunting for its prey, faint beep beeps whispering through the great out there. All around me, children were standing in silence, squeezing their parents' hands, seeing, what, I wondered, the wondrous celebration of technology and metalwork I saw, or something else. Something that was about to come to life. One of those robots in disguise. Oh yes, the Lovell would make a great transformer. Can't you just imagine it suddenly heaving itself up out of the ground with a deafening growl of gears, the dish revealed, at last, to be just the fearful head of a much larger, monstrous machine. And with an avalanche of dirt and soil falling from its long hidden limbs, hauling itself up to its full height before striding across the field, that dish would panter and fro, scanning the people screaming below, idly noting their slowed down pulsar pulses before crushing them into a pulp. But there's no need for such a fantasy, not when the truth is beyond strange. Standing in the Lovell's long shadow, you know, you feel it, in here, that every tone it hears, every chirp and cheep collected from the starry deep reveals the true beauty of the universe hiding behind our cerulean sky, choirs of singularities singing at the funerals of stars, the bawling of newborn suns, so far away their infancy ended a billion years ago, the whale song of whirling galaxies, Doppler-shifted dirges, mournful and deep.
Well, Luna 25 crashed, but all hopes are now on the Vikram lander from India. Chandrayaan-3 has been orbiting the moon for several days and is due to land tonight. The television broadcast starts at 9:58 this evening, Australian Eastern Standard Time. And the landing, the touchdown, is due at 9:34. This evening, so it's something to look out forward to. Well, this has been The Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie,